Now read the statements and listen again. Complete the statements according to the information in the program.
Chuck Sims here, and you're listening to In Style. Today, we welcome Susan Yagal, a hairstylist who does a lot of work for the film industry. Susan has won numerous awards for her beautiful work.
Oh, thanks.
Susan, I love your work. So many movies, so many gorgeous actors.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be here.
Susan is an expert on the history of hairstyles, and today we're going to focus on men's hairstyles. Susan, tell us something about how men's hairstyles changed in the 20th century.
Absolutely. But before I do, let's not forget some of the styles that were in fashion before the 20th century. Remember that back in the 17th and 18th centuries, among the European upper classes, the wig was a fashion must. Everyone wore one.
Think wigs will ever come back?
Well, these days, you never know. Do you know why they became so fashionable?
Not really.
Well, you see, in the 17th century, King Louis XIV of France was going bald. So he had a staff of about 40 wig makers working on long curly wigs for him to wear.
40 wig makers?
Yes. And of course, it then became the rage for all men to wear long curly wigs until the 19th century. At that time, the style changed, and men stopped wearing wigs by the beginning of the 19th century. After that, they generally wore their own hair fairly long, and most men wore very long beards or sideburns.
Which we see in some of the very early photos from that time.
Right. But by the early 20th century, that had changed. The norm for men was to wear their hair cut very, very short, and beards were something only grandfathers wore. If a man wore a moustache at all, it was cut very short.
Until the 1960s and 70s, of course.
Of course.
Page 44. Exercise A. Listening. Infer information. Listen to part one of a radio program about men's hairstyles.
Chuck Sims here, and you're listening to In Style. Today, we welcome Susan Yagal, a hairstylist who does a lot of work for the film industry. Susan has won numerous awards for her beautiful work.
Oh, thanks.
Susan, I love your work. So many movies, so many gorgeous actors.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to be here.
Susan is an expert on the history of hairstyles, and today we're going to focus on men's hairstyles. Susan, tell us something about how men's hairstyles changed in the 20th century.
Absolutely. But before I do, let's not forget some of the styles that were in fashion before the 20th century. Remember that back in the 17th and 18th centuries, among the European upper classes, the wig was a fashion must. Everyone wore one.
Think wigs will ever come back?
Well, these days, you never know. Do you know why they became so fashionable?
Not really.
Well, you see, in the 17th century, King Louis XIV of France was going bald. So he had a staff of about 40 wig makers working on long curly wigs for him to wear.
40 wig makers?
Yes. And of course, it then became the rage for all men to wear long curly wigs until the 19th century. At that time, the style changed, and men stopped wearing wigs by the beginning of the 19th century. After that, they generally wore their own hair fairly long, and most men wore very long beards or sideburns.
Which we see in some of the very early photos from that time.
Right. But by the early 20th century, that had changed. The norm for men was to wear their hair cut very, very short, and beards were something only grandfathers wore. If a man wore a moustache at all, it was cut very short.
Until the 1960s and 70s, of course.
Of course.